The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, has proposed a change. The idea is to allow housing authorities across the country to require that low-income people work in order to live in affordable housing. Now, Carson says work requirements can help people become more self-sufficient, and he pointed to Charlotte, North Carolina as an example of where that's happened. So NPR's Bracton Booker went to check it out.
When HUD Secretary Ben Carson was seeking insight for his rent reform plan, he spoke to Fulton Meacham.
And we're very specific about our program being more of a supportive services program. Just asking someone to go to work has not really been successful, I believe.
Meacham is the president of the Charlotte Housing Authority. He describes it as a quasi-governmental organization, and he makes clear the program is not just about mandating work for adults 18 to 61 years old. The focus is on services it provides to residents so they can overcome barriers.
Is it childcare? Is it education? Is it transportation? And working with them to really address those barriers.
The program calls for at least 20 hours of work per week, and if residents can't find work, then volunteering or enrolling in job training will suffice. The requirement started here in 2011, and since then, Charlotte Housing says of the 22,000 residents it serves at any given time, some 800 families have moved up and out of public housing.
I did not get into this business to warehouse poor people. That's what I didn't want to do.
Here at the Southside Homes, a sprawling affordable housing complex with nearly 400 units, I meet Paulette Colbreth. She's been a resident with Charlotte Housing since 2003.
I'm glad you made it.
There's a DJ here, and the smell of grilled hot dogs is in the air. It's Community Resource Day.
What's going on over here?
This is a celebration of the community. We have vendors to help you with child care, and you know you need a little help with your kids at times.
You can also get information about training services and programs to potentially help earn more money. Colbreth takes me to her unit across the street.
Hey.
She pays $188 a month in rent and has a case manager who helps her stay on track with life and work goals. The 45-year-old grandmother makes $12.50 an hour working for Charlotte Housing. Her job? Connecting other residents with training and benefit programs.
I want to be an example and to let them know, hey, I done been there.
Colbreth was a single mom. She's been to jail and battled drugs and alcohol over the years. She says now life is moving in a positive direction.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me take you to where you need to go to.
She shares with me her vision board she keeps by the bed as a reminder of big future dreams.
I told you I'm almost there. That's my house, my Lamborghini, and my yacht. And I'm going to have that celebrating that in 15 years.
Don't dwell on those particulars. The real focus should be on the fact that she's brimming with confidence and striving to set an example for her family, says William Rohe. He's the director of Urban and Regional Studies at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. One question I have for him, have a significant number of people moved out of public housing since the work requirements have been implemented?
Well, the answer to that is not many.
Rohe has done extensive research on Charlotte's work requirement program. He says the city is in the middle of a real estate boom. The average rent for a one-bedroom, roughly $1,200 a month on the private market, out of reach for many.
The people who have gotten jobs have typically gotten low-wage jobs and part-time jobs. And with that kind of salary, you're really not going to be able to afford to rent on the private market.
So, should HUD push other housing authorities to follow Charlotte's work requirement model? Rohe emphatically says, no.
To have a blanket, every housing authority has to do this, would have been an absolute disaster.
He adds, if work requirements lead to a lot of evictions, then it really becomes counterproductive. Bracton Booker, NPR News, Charlotte.